This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken began meeting with his counterparts in the Quad on Friday, beginning with Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne of Australia, who said the two would discuss China, North Korea, and Ukraine. Payne, who is hosting the Quad meeting, said Wednesday the gathering sends a message to China that security in the region remains a priority for the United States. Payne said the Quad ministers were voting with their feet in terms of the priority that they accord to issues important to the Indo-Pacific, including coronavirus vaccine distribution. Blinken's visit to Australia, his first trip there since an enhanced trilateral security partnership known as AUKUS, Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States, was announced back in September. The agreement includes a deal to build nuclear-propelled submarines for Australia as part of enhanced deterrence against China's military expansion across the Indo-Pacific region. Russia opened 10 days of massive military drills in Belarus on Thursday and docked six of its ships at the strategic Black Sea port, drawing a sharp rebuke from Ukrainian officials who characterized Moscow's actions as further escalating tensions in the region. Ukrainian officials who launched their own drills on Thursday assailed the impending naval drills, characterizing them as destructive activity to destabilize the security situation. Russian officials have denied they plan to invade Ukraine, but diplomatic talks with Western officials have led to a standoff. A day of talks between Ukraine and Russia ended Thursday without progress. These talks are an attempt to end the 8-year conflict between Ukraine forces and pro-Russian separatists. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Visiting NATO headquarters Thursday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned that Europe is facing its biggest security crisis in decades and pledged more military deployments in Eastern Europe in response to Russia's troop buildup on the border with Ukraine. After talks with the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Johnson said the stakes are very high and there is a very dangerous moment, and at stake are the rules that protect every nation, big and small. Britain is strengthening its deployments in Estonia and Poland and is considering further deployments in southeastern Europe in the event of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Hundreds of Afghans have launched a rare protest at the United Arab Emirates facility where they have been housed since fleeing their homeland last year, holding banners pleading for freedom and demanding to be sent to the United States to be resettled. Thousands of Afghans were last year evacuated to the Gulf Arab state on behalf of the United States and other Western countries amid the chaotic U.S.-led withdrawal from Afghanistan and return to power of the hardline Islamist Taliban movement. The UAE, a close U.S. partner, agreed to provide Afghans with temporary housing as they waited to be resettled elsewhere. 6 months later, however, many are still in the UAE, living in tightly controlled facilities. Reuters news agency reports that protests started on Wednesday, continued on Thursday. Witnesses spoke to Reuters on the condition of anonymity, fearing backlash from authorities for speaking. Two protesters said the rally was triggered by the persistent lack of information on when the Afghans would be resettled. One of those protesters told Reuters by phone that some Afghans were detained by Emirati authorities as demonstrations began. The UAE government and the U.S. Embassy in Dubai or Abu Dhabi had no immediate comment on the protests. Facing growing pressure from impatient state governors, the Biden administration acknowledged for the first time that it's developing plans to guide the country away from the pandemic's emergency phase toward a more relaxed national response, including ending the federal recommendation for wearing masks in indoor settings. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters, "We are internally discussing, of course, what it looks like to be in the phase of the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic where it is not disrupting everyone's daily lives." For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.